So, you have a movie for me?
Yes, sir, I do. I was thinking we make a cocaine bear movie.
Oh, I know that place.
What?
Yeah, I got an uncle that works at that bar.
That's not... No, this is about an actual bear in the woods that does cocaine and attacks people.
Oh.
Yeah, I was kind of thinking, like, what would be the most terrifying combination of drug and mammal, you know?
That is a good question.
The answer's Viagra Dolphin, though. Oh, yeah, that is a lot worse.
Yeah, and I really, really don't want to make that movie.
Me neither, sir.
Plus, this cocaine bear movie has the advantage of being based on real events.
Seriously?
Yeah, there actually was a bear that did a bunch of cocaine in the woods. It was on the news and everything.
Wow, so what happened?
Well, let me tell you, sir, it died.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah, because of the cocaine.
Right, yeah, that makes sense. So this would be a very short, kind of sad movie.
Well, no, see, I'm thinking we do, like, what if it didn't die immediately?
We see him start out as marijuana bear and then explore how that was kind of a gateway drug. Maybe he goes to a party and someone...
No, I'm thinking we have it go on a coke-fueled rampage.
Oh, that does sound like a lot more fun.
Yeah, so we're going to start the movie with a drug smuggler dropping bricks of cocaine off an airplane and then accidentally killing himself.
Listen, buddy, I gotta say, more movies should start exactly that way.
And then this bear's gonna eat some of that cocaine and attack these two hikers.
Oh boy, here we go. Cocaine bear's on the loose.
Yeah, and so then we're gonna meet the human characters and their storylines.
Oh, yeah, no, sure, yeah, no, I guess we gotta have some human characters in this thing, that makes sense.
So there's this mom, Sari.
No problem.
And she has a daughter named Dee Dee, who has a friend named Henry, and they wanna skip school and go paint in the woods together.
All right.
And there's also this detective named Bob, and he has a new dog, but he needs somebody to babysit it, so he gives it to this other officer, Reba.
Okay.
And Bob is after this drug kingpin named Sid, right?
Sid, all right.
Now, Sid has a son named Eddie, and Eddie is sad because his wife died.
Because of cocaine bear?
Ah, nope. Oh. And he's so sad that he's abandoned his son, you know, kind of like his father did to him, because his dad's like a drug guy. They don't make great fathers.
Hey, where's the bear?
And Sid has now sent his fixer, David, along with Eddie to go retrieve some of this cocaine.
Yeah. I'd like more bear, please.
And there's this park ranger, and things aren't going great for her.
Because of the bear.
No, I'm talking romantically right now. Pretty stale love life at the moment.
Oh, where's the bear that does cocaine? Show him to me.
She's got what she's hoping. Open is a hot date with this guy, Peter, who's a wildlife activist.
Hey, remember way back you mentioned a bear? Bring that bear in here for a minute.
And there are these locals that live around the national park, and there are these little delinquents.
Give me the bear!
Did I mention that the mom has a love interest? He's a pediatrician.
Oh, I'm hearing way too much stuff about people in a movie called Cocaine Bear.
Well, see, the thing about the bear, sir, is that it's gonna be CGI, so anytime it's on screen, that's gonna cost you money.
So tell me more about these human characters.
Okay, well, those two kids I mentioned, they're gonna stumble upon some cocaine and then do some of it.
What? Oh, man, I bet that's gonna lead to some wacky situations.
No, not really.
Oh, dang it, but do they encounter Cocaine Bear?
They do, and Henry manages to escape, and Dee Dee gets dragged off, but not killed immediately like everyone else.
Why not?
Because.
That works. So what other fun stuff's gonna be going on?
Oh, well, we're gonna have a funny scene where the bear lies down on top of that Eddie guy.
Oh, that is pretty funny.
And Eddie's gonna be like, I can tell this bear's a female because her vagina's pressing up against my ear.
So we'll have to make sure the bear falls on him in a very specific way for that joke to make any sense, huh?
That's probably fine.
Oh, okay.
We're also gonna have a scene where Cocaine Bear does a line of cocaine off a severed leg.
That'd be part of our Academy for your consideration package, probably.
Amazing. And oh, I was thinking we get Margot Martindale to play the park ranger.
Character actress Margot Martindale is tight.
Yeah, so I figure her face just gets shredded on some pavement.
Oh, my God.
So anyway, Sari's gonna end up finding Henry, and now they gotta go find Dee Dee.
Okay.
And they're gonna stumble upon Olaf, who was one of the two from the couple at the beginning of the movie that got attacked.
Oh, he survived.
He did, yeah. And so then in the next scene, we're just gonna quickly flash back to show how the bear killed him.
What?
So he's dead now. That's done. He's dead. It's done.
That was kind of random and jarring.
Yeah, he was alive for a second. So anyway, they find Dee Dee and they end up in this cave where Cocaine Bear actually has some cubs.
Uh-oh.
And then all the drug people show up, so they gotta run away.
Why would they run away from people? Wouldn't they be happy to see people and not a bear?
Well, these are dangerous criminals.
Do they know that?
They might. And so then everyone's gonna end up at this cliff with like a waterfall and it's dark and Cocaine Bear's gonna show up.
Uh-oh, gonna be tough to get away from Cocaine Bear now.
Actually, it's gonna be super easy. Barely an inconvenience.
Oh,
That was really good.
So anyway, they all just jump into the water, except for Sid, who stays behind because he really wants that cocaine.
That badly? He's gonna fight a cocaine bear?
Well, he's under a lot of pressure from the people above him, you know? If they don't get their cocaine, they're gonna track down this guy and kill him and his entire family and anyone he knows. They're bad people.
Jeez.
So anyway, Sid gets killed and everyone else gets away and live happily ever after.
Well, I mean, it sounds like those two remaining drug guys are probably gonna get murdered by Sid's bosses now.
Oh yeah, whoops.
Whoopsie.
So what do you think?
I think it sounds like a lot of fun. Let's do it.
Wait, seriously?
Yeah, I mean, sounds like a good time.
I just pitched you a movie called Cocaine Bear, and now that's a movie that's gonna exist.
Yeah.
Really? So you like it?
Listen, one thing I'll tell you, it's certainly different.
Oh yeah, this idea is out there for sure.
Not a lot of murder bear movies gonna be hitting theaters at the same time, I can tell you that much.
Well, that would just be insane.
Hi everybody, Ryan George here. Thanks so much for watching that pitch meeting. I hope you enjoyed it. My break did just start, however, so I'm done talking. I'm not gonna say any more.